Hey, everybody. This is Pastor Bert Cloud with your Sunday forecast. I hope that you are doing great. I am kind of trying not to sweat. You know, that's what it's that season's like, okay, we're so excited. It's kind of, and then it starts to get warm and a little muggy, and it's like, oh gosh, here we go. So, you know, we'll be working our way through things. It's going to be a great weekend, and I am looking forward to spending some time with you. So here's the forecast right now. We're going to have a wonderful experience inside of our sanctuary, but we're going to start outside of the sanctuary. That is if the weather's nice. So hopefully it will be. What we'll do is we'll gather outside the sanctuary for the very beginning of the service and then work our way inside. And in doing so, we'll be marking a moment of remembering and honoring those men and women who have served our community by being firefighters. This is an observance of Bells Across America, which is a national observance for the remembrance of firefighters and their service in the community, particularly those whose lives have been lost in the line of duty. And so we will gather outside right around 10 o'clock or a little bit before 10 o'clock and begin our service there. I hope that you'll be able to join us outside. Of course, if you can't, if that's not going to work for you physically or for what, you know, any other reason, that's totally fine. Please feel free to come on into the sanctuary and have a seat. But we will begin as much as we can outside and work our way inside, ringing bells and remembering well. Now, we are also continuing our series on resilience. Faithful resilience in turbulent times is the title of the series that we're working through. We talked about umbrellas last week, and we talked about the business of using those resources that we have to build things that are resilient in our life so that we can weather those storms. So if you didn't get a chance to be with us last week and you want to sort of see that, you can find the service on YouTube and on Facebook Live. That's there for you. But we're kind of picking up with that a bit this weekend. In fact, what we're going to do is kind of like take it and turn it on its head a little bit, because we're talking about weakness. So the scripture that we're going to be working from is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 through 10, from the Common English Bible. So let me invite you to join along. This is in a passage where there has been a discussion about weakness, and Paul writes this: God said to me, "My grace is enough for you, because power is made perfect in weakness. So I'll gladly spend my time bragging about my weaknesses so that Christ's power can rest on me. Therefore, I'm all right with weaknesses, insults, disasters, harassment, and stressful situations for the sake of Christ, because when I am weak, then I am strong." Wow. So that's where we're going on Sunday. I hope that you will join us in person or online. We will have a really good way to reflect on all those things that help us make it through these turbulent times. God bless you. Take care, and I'll look forward to talking to you very soon.